Hopefully by now you have a conker. You got a conker? Cool. I'll explain that in a moment. Let's have a think about the story that Jim read to us a little while ago. Brilliant, more people coming up. So, we're talking about harvest. It's harvest today. We're celebrating harvest. We're celebrating all good things God has given to us. And we're giving thanks to God for that and all the people that helped to provide the food that we have. And we want to be generous in giving away as well. We'll talk more about that later on. But there's a thing with harvest. Harvest is really at the end of a story, isn't it? To get to harvest, you need to plant some seeds. We need to plow the fields, plant the seed, water the seed, put fertilizer on the seed, and then you get to harvest. You get your big combine harvester out, and you get all the seed up. And it's important to remember that, because we often just enjoy the harvest. We don't think about what comes beforehand. And I've got this phrase, it's a response I want you to remember, okay? It's this. I'll try and remember it as well. I didn't do so well at St. George's, but the harvest only comes. Okay, can you join in with that as well? The harvest only comes if you sow the seeds. If you don't sow any seeds, you don't get any harvest. It's as simple as that. And let's just think about seeds for a moment. This is where I got your conker. You got a conker? Do you want to hold up your conkers? Now, these are seeds. Now, this is slightly awkward because you can't actually eat these. a lot of seeds we do eat, and some forms of conker you can eat, but not these ones. But I had an ample supply of these in my garden, so I thought I'd bring them along. They are seeds, okay? Now, there's different types of seeds, and a lot of them we can eat. And you plant one seed, and you get lots more, don't you? That's the idea. So, any idea if you plant a seed potato, how many more potatoes do you get on the plant? Anyone want to make a guess on that? Any ideas down here? 10? 10 is a fantastic guess. There you go. It will produce about 10 potatoes. Maybe sometimes a bit less, sometimes a bit more, but 10 potatoes. So one seed, you get 10 potatoes. Fantastic. Has he read my script? Okay. What about if you plant a seed of wheat? How many grains of wheat do you get as a result? Any ideas on that? Well, everyone's going very shy now, very quiet. No one wants to guess. Do you want to have a guess down here? 20. We've got 20 there. Anyone else want to go more than 20 or less than 20? 25. Oh, you're really pushing the boat out. Okay. Anyone else want to make a guess? 50, 100. These days, it's actually more like 100. 110, I've read somewhere on Wikipedia or whatever. Back in Jesus' time, it's probably less than that. But actually, if you're listening carefully in the story, he does say at the end of the story, it gave 100 seeds. That was probably an exaggeration for the time, but these days that would have been true. So about 100 seeds, that's amazing, isn't it? Just have one seed, you plant it, and you get 100. That's fantastic. Great return. Okay, what about if you plant an apple seed? Okay, how many apples do you get for planting one apple seed? Yes. 25, another good guess, yeah. 20. Okay, this depends a lot, okay? When you plant an apple seed, it takes quite a long time for the tree to grow. And as the tree grows, it will gradually produce more and more apples. But actually, a really mature, a really effective tree can produce up to 800 apples per year. That's amazing, isn't it? One seed, and you're getting 800 per year, and it will just carry on producing them for several years. That's probably the top end of the range, but that's still amazing. Even the hundreds are amazing. And then, of course, you've got your conkers. Now, you can't eat these, but you plant a conker, and you end up with a conker tree or a horse chestnut tree. And this is the tree, the one on the right. I think it's probably the one this came from. And you see how high that tree is? It's just at the back here. It's taller than this church. So look at the top here. The tree comes from this. It's taller than the church. And this year, particularly, there's conkers falling all over the place. literally, I was standing outside yesterday, there's like one dropping every 10 seconds or so. It's amazing, isn't it? One of these has the potential to produce hundreds and hundreds and hundreds more of these, and this massive tree as well. Every seed has incredible potential to produce something amazing and to produce fruit. But not all seeds end up producing more trees or more fruit. Probably the conkers you've got in your hands won't end up producing another conker tree. You could plant it in your garden, but don't plant it too close to your house. Each seed has an amazing potential, but the potential is not always realized. Now, in the reading we had, there's a context to the story that Jesus tells. Jesus has been going around from town to town. He's been preaching the good news, the word of God, and lots of people have been very excited by him. He's become really popular. He's kind of a celebrity of the day, and now he's come to one place, and actually people are coming to him from all kinds of different places, all kinds of different towns. There's a big crowd there, and then Jesus has this crowd in front of him, and he tells them this story. He says, look, there's a sower. He sows some seeds. Some seed falls on a path, and the birds come and eat it up. Some seed falls on stony ground. It grows a bit, but then it doesn't grow very much because there's no moisture in the ground. There's too much rock. Then some seed falls on among weeds, and it grows up, but the weeds sort of strangle it and stop it growing, so it doesn't actually produce any fruit either. And then some seed falls on good soil, and that grows and produces a great crop. Now, try and imagine that you were in a crowd and you heard that parable for the first time. Now, I know a lot of you here have probably heard it 100 times already, and you've heard the explanation 100 times already, but imagine you heard it for the first time and you never knew what it meant. Well, I had never had to explain what it meant. Do you think you'd understand it? Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought. But Jesus does go on to explain it. Now, remember the phrase, in order to get a harvest, go try it again. In order to get the harvest, okay, so we're going to try sow some seeds and think about this story a bit more. How have we got here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Brilliant. That's perfect. Okay. So, in order to get a harvest, right, got to make sure I sow the right seed, though, is the problem. Okay, who's going to catch? So sow that seed. Well, okay, you'll stand up, unravel the seed, see what it tells us. That's it. Can you hold it up high? Okay, Jesus, in trying to explain what the parable means, says this. He says, the seed is the word of God. And for Jesus, the word of God was often the gospel, the good news. The seed is the word of God. So what he's saying there, like, as a seed has potential to produce so much, in the same way, the word of God is like a seed. It has potential to produce so much fruit. And actually, when you think about it, Jesus preached the word of God 2,000 odd years ago in a remote part of the Roman Empire. And today, that same word of God has spread all over the world, every nation, every continent. There's people that believe, some more in some countries than others. And we're here today talking about the word of God. It's transformed the world. A lot of the values that we have today, a lot of the things that we take as important today, we do so because we've taken on board what God has said to us. The word of God has a power to transform the world and to transform people. But not every seed that is sown produces fruit. And that's where the parable goes, isn't it? So, in order to get a harvest, right, get the right one. Oh, you're here. Try it again. In order to sow the harvest, hey, okay, do you want to open that one up? So the first seed that Jesus talks about is the seed that's sown and lands on the path. Do you want to hold it up? And when it lands on the path, the birds come and they eat up the seed. So does the seed produce any fruit? No. Good. Well done. Lucy's joining anyway. And Jesus says, this is like people who hear the word of God, but when they hear it, Satan snatches it away, like the birds snatch the seed away. What does he mean by that? Well, elsewhere in the Bible, Satan is described as the father of lies. He wants us to believe things that are wrong. And actually, Isn't that true? There's many people in the world today that believe some of the lies around, and when they hear the word of God, they just dismiss it because actually they believe these other lies that they think show it's wrong. So the lies today might be things like science shows that there's no God. That's not true. Needs some thinking about. But actually, if you believe that, then you hear anything about God, you think that's all rubbish. Or another lie might be, all religion is made up in order to control people. Again, it's worth thinking about as an issue. But if you believe that lie as ultimately always true, when you hear about the gospel or any religion, you'll just dismiss it. Or someone might say, because there's suffering in the world, there can't be a God of love. Again, we need to think about that and talk about that, but if you believe that that statement by itself is true, then when you hear anything about God, you'll just dismiss it. These are the lies of Satan that so many people believe, and because they believe them, their hearts cannot even begin to grasp the word of God. Okay, so that's it. But without a heart, in order to get a harvest, you have to sow the seed. Right. Okay, ready? Okay, great. Stand up, unravel that one. See what that one says. Okay, do you want to hold it up so everyone can see it? Okay, so the seed that fell on the rock. Remember it fell on the rock and it sort of began to grow, but then there wasn't enough moisture, so it dried up. The sun got onto it, and it dried up. What does Jesus say that's about? We're saying, well, some people hear the word of God. Some people will respond to the gospel, and actually they'll be really enthusiastic about it. They'll be really joyful about it. They'll be really happy about it and want to follow it, and they seem like really keen people to be followers of Jesus. But then when things get difficult, they just give up. You maybe know people that are like that or have been like that in the past. And how things might be tough for them? It could be that there's people around them that aren't Christians that sort of say to them things like, you know, at school people might say to you, do you go to church? You're weird if you do that. You know, or people at workplace might make it difficult for you to believe. Or people in the family might make it hard for you to believe. And for some people, when they come up against that kind of pressure, they just give in. Jesus says they're like people that where the seed grows, stands on the soil with not much soil there. It grows to start with, but then it falls apart. Or it could be other things. It could be that just when life gets tough, you've got this strange idea that God's always going to make life really happy for you. And when life gets tough, you just give up. Or it may be that you get annoyed by people at church or upset by someone at church because actually they're as rubbish as you. And again, that might make people give up on the faith. Actually, to believe the word of God, we need to keep going, even when it gets tough. But Jesus, sadly, so many people stop believing. And do they bear fruit? No, they don't. Okay, but in order to have a harvest... Okay, right. Sorry, I've done that too quick. I still don't want it. Right, it's down to you two now, is it? Ah. Okay, Ray, do you want to undo that one and show everyone? It's on the screen already, but I've messed up. Okay, great. The seed that fell among the weeds. Jesus says this seed falls among the weeds. It begins to grow, but actually it's sort of kind of choked by the weeds. And says, does this seed bear any fruit? No, it doesn't bear any fruit. And Jesus says this is like people for whom they believe, they start going on the process of being a Christian, but actually other things sort of take over, other things become more important. Their worries about issues in life or wanting to have more money or wealth and wanting to run after that or running after pleasures of some kind. And that's true of so many people again, isn't it? That actually they hear the word of God, but they don't really make it an important part of their life. They play lip service to it. Other things become more important. And Jesus warns elsewhere, doesn't he? He says, you cannot serve both God and money. You'll either hate the one and love the other, or love the one and hate the other. You can't serve both God and money. You can't have two masters. And actually, if money is one of your worries, if you're always worried about money, or if money is one of the things you want to get as much of as possible to get, because that's what you think will make you happy, then that would become more important to you than God. and you won't actually bear much fruit. Or maybe other distractions or worries in this life. These days, mobile phones and social media and all that kind of thing, they can quite easily eat up all our time so that we don't spend time listening to God's word, coming to meet with other Christians at church, praying, because we're spending too much time on our phones. There's all kinds of things that can get in the way of God, can choke out our relationship with God and stop us being fruitful. And at this point, you might think, well, this is all very depressing, Jesus. You know, we have three seeds, and none of them have borne any fruit. They've all failed in some way or another. Is there any hope? But there is the fourth seed to come, isn't there? And you can't get a harvest. See, some of you are still doing it. Okay, right, Eliza. Ready? Hey! Okay. Do you want to open this one up? Okay, stand up, show everyone. Great. Okay. There's a seed that fell on good soil. And when it fell on good soil, it grew, and one seed produced 100 seeds. Again, that might be an exaggeration in Jesus' time, but in these days it's true. And Jesus is saying that for some of the seeds, sometimes the word of God comes to someone and they've got a heart that is ready to receive it. A heart that is noble, it's pure. And when they receive it, they take it on board and they persevere with it. They keep going despite how hard things come, despite how tough things come, despite the distractions and other things in the world. And they bear fruit. Others the good news. They show the good news to others. And so others may come and believe as well. And that's the good news. It may feel frustrating at times when you're sowing seed and not all the seed produces fruit, but if some of it does, then it's worth it. And Jesus tells his disciples, I think, partly for the disciples, this parable, partly for the disciples, partly to say to them, look, when you go out telling people the word of God, there will be lots of people who either just ignore it because they've just dismissed it for whatever reason. There will be people that you get excited about because they seem to be really keen as the Christians to start with, but then give up because when things get tough. There will be people that seem to go with it, but actually they're more worried about other things in life. And that will be very frustrating. And if you let those frustrations put you off, then you'll probably give up trying to share God's words. But actually there will be some people, when you share God's word, who will respond and will stick with it and hold on to it, and they may well have a bigger impact on the world than even you. So it's an encouragement to us to keep going, to keep sharing God's word. But also, I think this story is a challenge to those in the crowds that are listening. Who asked that question? If you heard the story for the first time, would you understand it? I don't think you would. I don't think you would see the point. But in verse 10, Jesus sort of says that is part of the point. He always tells them so that people won't understand. What he's doing, you see, is he's really testing the hearts of these crowds of people that are suddenly very excited about Jesus and saying, where do you really stand? Are you really going to listen? Have you got ears to hear? Then hear. And the point is this, he tells this parable that doesn't make sense. It just seems like a lesson on farming. But those that actually are serious about Jesus will want to know what it means. And the disciples come to Jesus and they ask him what it means. And no doubt others in the crowd would come to the disciples and ask them what it meant, and they'll be able to tell them. And today we know what it means because someone's told us who was told by someone else, who was told by someone else. If you're really serious about faith, then you need to listen carefully, you need to ask, you need to explore, you need to push deeper into what Jesus is teaching us. And actually, this parable is teaching us, isn't it? It matters how you listen. Are you really listening to God's word, or are you dismissing it? Are you really listening to God's word, knowing that this is something you need to persevere with, even when it gets tough? Are you really listening to God's word and know this is more important than all the other distractions and worries and temptations in this world? Are you really listening to this word so that you can find real salvation and be a blessing to others and help be part of God's kingdom transforming this world. How are you listening? Will the seed bear fruit in your heart?